I want you to know how close this is. How very close. And all you apostates, and all you stubborn, self-willed, double-minded, unstable, insecure people, if you do not repent to the point where it's before God, a godly sorrow will work repentance. But except you repent, you will all likewise perish. In the news tonight, there are things taking place around this world that are devastating. The Middle East is on fire. The armies are gathering from every side. The United States and the New World Order, the leaders are there, and they don't know what to do about it. The day of the Lord will come, in which the heavens will melt, nuclear war, and the earth and all that therein is shall be burned up. Nuclear war, bombings, killings, fightings. Oh, my friends, do you really think you have a cause except the cause of Christ? You really think you're going to save your own life? My God, friends, when are you going to get serious about serving God? Oh, Brother Stair, I hear you all right. I'm trying to get things ready so I can move, so I can be free, so I can do this, so I can do that. And going about trying to establish what you're doing, trying to make it right, and won't submit to the righteousness of God. What is the righteousness of God? Brother Jonathan touched it again tonight. It's living by faith. It's putting yourself in the way of holiness by faith, by walking in faith and not by sight, not by your emotions. You refuse to do it. You refuse. And if you keep doing that, any one of you, you're not going to worship God your way. You're not going to serve God your way. You're not going to be right your way. It will not work. And that's all there is to it. I did Brother Wright's Brother Stair. At last time, you spelled that L-A-S-T-I-M-E. Last time, at overcomerministry.org. I listen to your radio broadcast almost every single day. I hear from a shortwave station that comes out of Tennessee. I put my small radio on a table on my patio, turn up the volume. My neighbors listen across the fence. God help us. I have a prayer request to ask, and this is serious. For the past 2 years, I've been attending a small Seventh-day Adventist church in Corsicana. 3 weeks ago, a woman, not our pastor, overheard me asking another person about hell. The woman who teaches the lesson said, "There is no such place as hell. That is only a symbol. Our God is a loving God and would never send anyone to a terrible place like hell." Brother Stair, I felt a chill run through my body. I believe that it was the Holy Spirit saying, "That's blasphemy. I do not want to charge all Seventh-day Adventists everywhere with false teaching, but this woman is wrong. Do you think I should find another denomination or simply stay home and study the Bible for myself? I cannot go back there." Bradley, you haven't heard me tell you? Get out of the churches. Brother Stair, I only watch the TV just a little bit. You haven't heard me tell you? Get the TVs out of your home. And you think you're going to mock God by disobeying? No way. No way. I say it to you now, in the strong and powerful name of Jesus, you need to start to sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be prepared to abandon everything of this life and seek only with your whole heart the righteousness which comes by faith, so you can walk in that righteousness and be right with God. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Marvel not if the world hates you. Just remember, they hated me before they ever could ever hate you. Again, I asked a question. Why did they hate Jesus? He was a good man. As far as men go, he was a perfect man. He never did anything wrong to anyone. Why did they hate him? Marvel not, Jesus said, if the world hate you. Just remember, they hated me. He was despised and rejected of men. One of the things that they didn't like was the way he dealt with them when they come with their various questions. The Bible said many times they ask him questions out of envy. They really didn't have an answer, although they thought they did. And they asked him a question to see if they could trap him, to snare him. Is that the reason why many of you ask questions of me and you end up hating me? You despise, and then you come back with your vicious words of attack. Oh boy, and you always like to act like you are very religious and God-fearing. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were the apex of religion, of people who knew God. Blind as they were, whited sepulchers. Oh yes, why did they hate Jesus? Why was he rejected? Can you answer that, you rebellious generation who sits there in your own little iniquitous world and you just come against everything and anything that God is doing and you are persuaded that you are right? Exalt yourself above all that is called God. And as God, you sit in your little old body and your iniquity spews out of your mouth, and you get angry, don't you? You get angry like they did at Stephen, who tried to persuade them of their dastardly deed of killing and rejecting the Holy One of Israel. And the Bible says they looked on him with disdain. They stoned him. They gnashed on him with their mouth. Just like this one, this particular call that just came in from a fellow who, I listen to you once in a while. You know, I don't always do it, but I'd listen, and I just heard a man call and ask you or inquire. Well, I'll let you listen to this call, and then I'll respond to it like I responded to the other one, because I know this brother's intent, if he's a brother at all. He listens, and they listen to where they can find, where they can pick me apart or contend with me. And brother, you liars, you children of hell, may God help us.
Oh, Brother Steer, this is Brother Al Godwin from Sanford, North Carolina. I don't often call, and I don't often write, which I'm sure you know, but I was just listening this morning again to that episode with you and Brother Lucas, where he inquires about the 501c, and I do emphasize that he inquired, and you did one of your classic overreaction acts where you overreacted and you misused the brother, and there was an opportunity there to just clearly explain the truth. But you twisted his words, actually, Brother Steer, you know, because he asked. He did not come against you at all. Because it's not strange for you to respond that way. I mean, you've done it many times before. This is one of the times where it seems to me that I don't believe you get it. That brother had enough of the Holy Ghost in him to call back and try to make peace with you because he regretted the incident. He did nothing wrong. He just regretted the incident. It was an ugly scene. But you seem to feel that you had no part in that, that there's nothing for you to repent for. So I guess what you're saying is that the Holy Ghost led you to respond that way, and that impetuous act. And then this thing of telling people not to listen anymore, especially those who are truly your brothers and led by the Spirit. Well, you know, that's really impetuous. What I want to say is it sounds like a spiteful woman. That's the kind of response I would expect from a spiteful woman.
Well, now you like that, huh? Don't listen anymore, Al. Don't send any money. Don't call. Go about your own way. The brother did not inquire. He charged. He charged because I was challenging him about getting out of the system. And he charged me and tried to tell me that I was under the subjection to a 501c. And just like you, you a brother, you honestly believe that you are talking to a prophet of God and you make those stupid charges you make against me. And I'm supposed to sit and say, God bless you. No, sir. No, get thee hence, Satan. Get thee hence. And don't listen anymore. Save yourself. You don't need to call me. You don't need to listen. Just go stand in judgment. You don't know what's going on. You people don't realize that the message that I preach is a final message. And God is going to judge you for the things you're doing. And the final one is the mark of the beast that's just about to explode upon the face of the earth. And most of you are not prepared in any way to say no. We may burn, but we won't bow. I will not bow to this world system. Neither will I bow to your judgment, sir. I will do what the Scripture tells me to do. Every voice that rises up against, you realize, what are you inquiring? You weren't charging. You weren't against me in your call. You don't have any idea what you do in that. And why do I even play it? Because I want my listeners to hear the antagonistic, the contentious, the self-willed rebellion that's permeating all over this world against God, the spirit of Antichrist, who exalts itself above everything that is called God and sits in the temple, the body of man, and goes against God. Who in the world do you think you are, Al? Your iniquity so great that you can rebuke and insult and charge a man of God, ordained by God, sent by God, no fear of God in you at all. And I say this for my whole audience to hear, you've lost the fear of God. You make mockery of the message that I preach. You mock me with the seriousness that I present to you concerning this time. Fill up your cup. Just fill up, because you will not escape the damnation of hell. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. But that doesn't move any of you. You're so hardened, you're so full of your own iniquity, and you think the whole thing evolves around you when it has to do with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the last generation. It is the last time. You're not going to get another time to repent. You either repent now, and what Brother Lucas did was he repented, and rightfully so. His charge was wrong. His approach was wrong. His iniquity cup was flowing overflow. And I, as the man of God, I reprove and I rebuke, and I don't let anyone despise me. If you want to, that's up to you. You wonder, you despise, and you're going to perish. This is a very solemn time. Ain't no time for anyone to seek his own. You need to seek only the will of God and the remnant will do that. They will lay aside their own will, their own desires, and no man will have anything he calls his own. They will not seek to save their own life. And if you are in that process, then I will pray with you and for you. If you are rejecting it, then I won't pray for you. Is that clear? You're listening to Brother Stair, and this is the voice. This is the voice of the last day prophet of God. To all mankind everywhere, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and Jesus Christ is coming. Don't let that little episode at Mr. Campy and May 21st move you away from the inevitable time that Christ is going to appear. It is now nearer than when you first believed. Some of you don't even believe anymore. See, my phone number is 1-843-701-5053. U.S. code 1-843-701-5053. To all of you throughout all the nations of the world, in many dire circumstances and situations that most of the American Christians have no concept at all. Some of you without food, without jobs, without even homes or even a place to go. You remnant of God, that somehow God has allowed you to hear my voice. May I speak peace to you in the midst of this storm. May your faith fail thee not. And God help you. I know some of you can't call, you can't write, you can't send funds. So we bless those that have done so, that you can hear this voice in the wilderness crying, make your crooked path straight. Prepare to meet your God. Lay aside everything that's in your heart that would prevent you from standing in his presence. Hallelujah. Sinners will not stand in the judgment. They're already condemned. You will stand in the judgment, you and I, and that judgment is to return us unto righteousness and unto the Lord our God. The Lord our God in the midst of you, he is righteous. Blessed be his holy name. Thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name, and with the saints of the Most High God everywhere, I cry, come, Lord Jesus, come. You can discern the weather, economic climate, but you just cannot discern the signs of the time. You hypocrites, fill up your cup. You cannot escape the damnation of hell. Dear Brother Stair, I wish I had a cell phone. I'm in a car and listen to the broadcast coming in loud and clear on my car radio. I listen here on 7:30 a.m. Chicopee. We just had the tornado. Our home was spared. No damage. Just a few miles away, three exact houses were taken right off their foundations and flipped over. Cars flying one man's mile. Car flew a mile away. Got a piece of it from many cities dropped on each property. What is it in my heart to say, brother, is this. These people in this generation, in these situations, do not think of this terrible catastrophe as being as bad as the end of the world. Don't they think of that? That is what it's going to be. In fact, it will be several times worse than one tornado. You might think these people, when they see this devastation, who are suffering, they would give their hearts to Jesus and walk in his love and be saved. Some of the atheists will say now, if there is a God, why did he allow this to happen to us? As they say to every bad thing that happens. Well, you know, you can also say, if there's a president, there's a government, why are they allowing these things to happen? No, my friends, these things are happening because God has told us they were going to happen as he tried to get the attention of mankind, who is well-versed in destruction, said, I'll show you destruction. I often quote the scripture to you. What if God, willing to make his power known, has chosen vessels of destruction, beings, planets, mountains, valleys, humanity, were created to be destroyed. So men will realize, fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That's how powerful God is. And that powerful God that's able to destroy, destroys to show you he's able to save. But people choose destruction. They walk in darkness. They reject the Holy One of Israel. They mock the God of heaven. Nothing will get into their minds to bring them to Christ. They will learn when they are thrown in hell. Oh, they're even being told there's no hell. Well, God help us, Brother Stair, we who still believe he is. My husband is an unbeliever. His whole family is. They choose to call himself atheist. I get so hurt at that. It's difficult to be around anyone who does not believe in Almighty God. He is our creator. We weren't rocks and then one day popped out of a rock and said, here I am. We were created for God's glory and God's pleasure. We turned against our God. We reject him. Therefore, he rejects us. From time to time, we've heard of the coming martial law, concentration camps, and what have you. And it seems to just, go in our ears and out because we just cannot comprehend our nation doing such a thing, even though they have done it. You know, you talk about presidents and governments fighting and dropping bombs on their own people. And we forgot that we did exactly all of that in Waco. We surrounded a small little home, a family of Christians who were striving to serve God outside of the laws of this land. They did not really break the laws. They just went off by themselves to serve God. And we determined that they were terrorists and they were a threat to our great nation. So we rolled in our big giant tanks and our military and our officers of peace went out there and bought the story and with vengeance in their heart. Do you remember the day they blew up Waco with that gigantic tank? A fireball went flying into the air and 80 some women and children along with other men were consumed in the vengeance of this ungodly nation and people who have turned against God and they hate God. It's amazing the intensified hate that is coming from the hearts of so-called people who say they believe in God. Ladies and gentlemen, I just received a report about four strange or unusual happenings. How about this? May 31st, makeshift prison cells in Texas. We just had a visit from a family member from Texas, and he was telling me that his son-in-law had been making shift prison calls from shipping containers for some time now. They cut the containers down, weld in bars, and a door in the open end. He said they have made hundreds and maybe thousands of them so far. We did ask for a picture. He hopes to forward one to me. Shift prison bars. They're taking these containers and fixing them so they can ship masses of prisoners. Where? And how? And what? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, upon the earth, distress. What are we going to do? How are we going to deal? How are we going to cope with this anti-God, taking God away from us, turning God away from us, or turning us away from God? Oh, God, have mercy upon us, we pray, in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. You're listening to The Overcomer. My name is Brother Stair.